Waking up has never felt this good.
I love the music. Love the music.
Best music.
Breakfast with Friends on CCFM 107.5.
We're now joined on the line by Roxy Davis. Good morning, Roxy. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm well, thank you.
It's really great. So good to be chatting to you. And we here at CCFM often get to chat to you because you're just doing so many amazing things. And this weekend is another one, such amazing weekend with some events, some training happening today. And then, of course, the Western Province Para Surf Championship happening tomorrow. Tell us more about it, please, Roxy.
Absolutely. So the Western Cape Para Surfing Championship is the event that will be held on Musenberg Beach on Saturday morning. And this is actually the official trial for the selection of the Western Province team that will represent Western Province at the South African Para Surfing Championships in Durban next month. And from there, the South African Championship winners will be selected to participate at the World Para Championships later this year. So it's an amazing pathway and an incredible opportunity for our South African para surfers to learn, to compete, to train, and to rub shoulders with para surfing on a global level as well.
That is fantastic.
So what we're actually doing is, in association with Western Province Surfing and Surfing South Africa, as well as the Altitude Foundation, we are hosting a series of surf training camps, and one of them will be held today at Musenberg this afternoon. And that really just gives our surfers more time in the water and an opportunity to learn more about competitive surfing, what a heat strategy is, how many waves you have to catch, you know, what it means to ride the waves and how the judges score it. So they'll get this additional level of training to be contest ready.
Sure, that is brilliant. I love it. And because it's one thing to surf, it's a whole different ballgame when you are a para surfer. So who qualifies in terms of being involved with this, just out of interest sake?
So that's a really good question. We have there are multiple categories at the international surfing stage. And you get from prone, which is lying down, to the kneeling position, standing position, visually impaired. And there are multiple categories of visually impaired as well. And some surfers have support where, you know, they maybe have less mobility, so they need extra hands in the water. And some have more mobility, so they are in an unsupported category going on their own. But what we have found is that on the global stage, it hasn't yet been all-inclusive. So the non-physical disabilities are not included at the World Championships. But what we've decided in South Africa is to be all-inclusive and make sure that physical, intellectual, sensory, and cognitive disability all have the opportunity to participate. So there's a category for each of them, and it's a really nurturing environment where we have an incredible community of volunteers who are actually running the event on Saturday, as well as coming this afternoon. And we really just hold the surfer's hand through this journey with them.
Yeah, I love it. That is so, so incredible. I love it that you guys are just being so inclusive, and actually it's beautiful to see. We know of our listeners that are part of this, so it's really, really super exciting. For the general public, should they come down to the beach maybe tomorrow just to check out some of the action? Would that be a good idea?
Absolutely. You know, the support that we get on the beach, and just the spectators and the supporters, it's really fabulous to have that. And also for surfers who maybe would like to come down and observe, or families who are not quite sure about, you know, what actually happens, to come and watch the experience and potentially participate at the next event as a surfer, as a family member, or as a volunteer.
Brilliant.
So what we really love about this community is we have brought all the businesses on the Musenberg beachfront are coming together to be, you know, inclusive in the development of para surfing. So we've got coaches from, you know, various surf schools, and we've got community members from, you know, from CEOs to students who are volunteering. And you don't need a specific skill. You don't actually need to know how to surf. There are places and spaces for each of the volunteers, from, you know, making sandwiches to pouring hot chocolates to catching in the front line to helping change our surfers. So there is a need and a want and a passion for everybody.
Fantastic. So if you've got some spare time and you want to come down to the beach, Musenberg Beach is where it's happening. And that's tomorrow from, is it from 12 o'clock?
It starts at 8:30 and it runs up until 1:30.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Fantastic opportunity. And do you guys still need some more volunteers?
We need some land support, so extra hands on the land. Those are things like getting our surfers into rash vest and taking the rash vest off, or literally, like I said, making the sandwiches and pouring the hot chocolate. So if anybody is available tomorrow, it would be wonderful to have extra hands on the beach.
Fantastic. How do they connect with the Roxy Davis Foundation?
They can send us an email at info@roxydavisfoundation.org, or they can go onto the website, www.roxydavisfoundation.org. Or we're also on Facebook and on Instagram, and they can send us a direct message, and we will get back to them ASAP.
Fantastic. info@roxydavisfoundation.org or the website roxydavisfoundation.org. Also see there's a telephone number that they could call, the 082-406-0155. So that's an easy way to connect as well. Roxy, thank you so much for your time. Amazing what you're doing. And we really just applaud you and the rest of the team and the rest of the volunteers and everybody involved with regard to this.
Thank you so much. And I hope to see you at the beach again too.
Definitely. Definitely.
We'll throw you in the water.
Yes, please. I look forward to it. Thanks a million, Roxy. Have a good day. All the best to you and your
wonderful
hubby.
Thanks a lot.
God bless.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Waking up has never felt this good.
I love the music. Love the music.
Best music.
Breakfast with Friends on CCFM 107.5.